Radio Daily for halfway day. It's good times. It's the 15th of February, 2017. Tis all the geek without the wink. Good morning, hello, and hope your evening went well. We're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. Blah, 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 blah. That kind of got away from me there. Ah, man, 5 a.m. is so early. It's so early. The folks bringing things to you today sitting across from me. Well, if he's here, you know it's all right. It's Saucy.
It's good to know we're not running low on crazy.
Not at all. Hey there. I'm the wonderful, incredibly talented, and interesting Billy Flynn.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
All righty, then. Let's get on with it. Tell me what happened, yo.
399 BC, the philosopher Socrates, who will be wildly credited with laying the foundations of Western philosophy, is sentenced to death.
Yep. How dare you corrupt the minds, Socrates. 1897, Ferdinand Braun publishes a paper in the journal Annalen der Physik und Chemie describing the Braun tube, he developed the O-scope.
1903, the first teddy bear is introduced in America.
1931, the first Dracula movie is released, Bela Lugosi, good times.
1951, the first atomic reactor to be used in medical therapy is used on a human patient in Brookhaven National Laboratory.
1955, GE announces the successful synthesis of 16th-inch diamonds using the first successfully reproducible diamond production process. So why did diamonds cost money then?
1988, Red Dwarf premieres.
It's cold outside. No kind of atmosphere. 1996, U.S. District Judge Ronald L. Bulkwalter blocks the enforcement of the Communications Decency Act signed by President Bill Clinton because, while it's trying to protect kids, it also kind of takes away constitutional liberties of citizens.
1998, the Fox Broadcasting Company airs the Simpsons episode Das Bus. It's the Bill Gates episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 2001, a flash animation of the opening cutscene of the side-scrolling shooting game Zero Wing is posted to internet forums. The popularization of the animation by Something Awful will give rise to everyone knowing all your base are belong to us.
2010, Mattel unveils two new Barbie dolls featuring Barbie's 125th and 126th careers,
a computer engineer,
and,
doesn't say.
And who knows what the other one was? I don't think it really matters.
Birthdays?
Zachary Gordon is 19, Greg on Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Ashley Tessera was 34, Liz on Saved by the Bell, the new class.
Alex Bornstein is 43, Mad TV and Lois and Family Guy.
Renee O'Connor is 46, Gabrielle, who wasn't Xena.
Stephen Michael Quezada is 54, Agent Gomez in Breaking Bad.
Christopher McDonald is 62, best known as Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore.
Matt Groening is 63, Simpsons, Life in Hell, floating downstream with Akbar and Jeff.
I love the Life in Hell comics so much. No longer with us, born this day, 1564, Galileo Galilei, Italian astronomer and physicist.
1820, Susan B. Anthony, American social reformer, active in women's suffrage.
1856, Emil Crespelin, German psychiatrist and academic.
1896, Arthur Shields, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon and The Quiet Man.
1899, Gail Sondergaarden, American actress from The Mark of Zorro, Black Cat, and A Night to Remember.
1907, Cesar Romero, American actor, singer, and dancer, Now You See Him, Now You Don't, and The Joker in Batman 66.
1914, Kevin McCarthy from Invasion of the Body Snatchers and UHF.
1927, Harvey Korman, American actor, singer, and director.
1931, Jeff Edwards, American actor and game show host, the host of Starcade.
1964, Chris Farley, American comedian and actor. He was in all kinds of stuff. He was in Black Sheep,
Tommy Boy,
Saturday Night Live, and Tommy Boy, Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh, epic. You sounded happy about that.
I love that movie.
Huh. Let's see if it's on.
We died. On ABC, new episodes of The Goldbergs, Speechless, Modern Family, Blackish, and Match Game.
CBS, a new Hunted, Criminal Minds, and the premiere of Doubt.
On NBC, new episode of Blind Spot, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, and Chicago PD.
On Fox, a new Loaded Weapon and Star.
On the CW, new episode of Arrow and The 100.
On Freeform, Free Willy.
Tonight on AMC, True Grit, and Walk the Line.
There you go. Bravo's showing miscongeniality, so quality abounds.
Tonight on Animal Planet, new episode of Treehouse Masters.
Comedy Central, new Workaholics, one of the last ones, and Jeff and some.
The Intern on Cinemax.
FX, Guardians of the Galaxy, and a new episode of Legion, and the first one was so damned amazing and awesome, yeah, yeah.
New Bering Sea Gold on Discovery Channel.
FXX, a new Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Man Seeking Woman.
Jarhead on Encore.
IFC showing the Wow, what a not good version of Jonah Hex movie.
Interview with a Vampire on HBO.
BBC America, Alien. In Space, no appearance screen.
New episode of 6 on History Channel.
Spike TV for Guys shows The Dark Knight Rises, then the 2014 RoboCop.
New episode of See No Evil on ID.
Sci-Fi Channel, New Magicians and Expanse.
New Psychedelic Underworld on National Geographic.
Sundance showing Naked Gun from the Plaza Police Squad.
Everything Must Go on Showtime.
TBS, it's a new Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
No Country for Old Men on Showtime also.
New Carbonara on True TV, but we're watching The Chiller Network because strangers wake up in an abandoned hospital and find themselves being stalked by a supernatural force. Ray Barrett, Camille Howlett-French star in Kingdom Come.
Mails in.
Just saying, I'm sure they have Skype in Roanoke, unless Roanoke is code for he's going to prison for a Ponzi scheme and embezzlement. That is from Ryan. Well, I am pretty sure, unless the wool has been pulled over my eyes as well, you're not going to for a Ponzi scheme. You're not, are you?
I don't believe so.
Saucy is the new black? No, we're not doing that? Okay, cool. But if you have other theories as to what that could possibly mean, other than exactly what it means, please write in and let us know. That would be podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We do love to have some conspiracy theories. I've got some tinfoil right here.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
This is Scott Sigler, the author of Infected, Contagious, Ancestor, and Nocturnal, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily. And I will probably be in your bedroom and kill you later.
That's always something to look forward to. Welcome back to your halfway day edition of GRD. Time to get ourselves out and support the local economy.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of books are out, including Dark Horse Comics, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 11, number 4. Now living in the safe zone, Buffy, Willow, and Spike are making do while sharing space with so many other magical folk, and it's probably going to break out into a musical number, at least in my dreams.
Archie number 17 from Archie Comic Publications. Cheryl Blossom's Unleashed on Riverdale.
Riverdale's a good show. DC Comics Batwoman Rebirth number 1. She's back. We're going to learn really more about her past, so what and so forth. Basically, this is the one-shot prologue to the big upcoming The Many Arms of Death Batwoman series. So buy the prequel before the show.
Lumberjanes number 35 from Boom. Jen is elated about being a roller derby ref.
Well, who wouldn't be? DC Comics also Wildstorm returns. After so long, it will be back into the DC universe. They're going to have new spins on characters like Grifter, Voodoo, The Engineer, Jenny Sparks, tons of others, so welcome back.
Justice League number 15 from DC Comics, Timeless Part 1, a new epic begins when a mysterious young woman implores the Justice League to join the fight against the Timeless. Doctor Who.
From IDW Publishing, Star Trek Boldly Go number 5, this issue focusing on Jayla, the alien who helped out Kirk and the gang. She was really cool in Star Trek Beyond.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 67 from IDW Publishing. Desperate Measures Part 1, the government's hunt for mutants begins in earnest, and their unconventional tactics will see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hounded like never before.
From Image Comics, Walking Dead number 164, A Fallen House. Maggie leads the survivors from Hilltop to Alexandria, and it's overrun with the dead.
Venom number 4 from Marvel. Venom's back and badder than ever, but people are starting to take notice, including Matt Gargman, who suited up as the Scorpion for the first time in years. In years.
And also from Marvel, closing out Clone Conspiracy number 5, because they just can't let it go. The Jackal takes some drastic measures that Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen, and Scarlet Spider could never see coming in a big epic finale that means that we'll never have to deal with the clones again until they decide for some strange reason it's a good idea.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. An international team of astronomers reports the discovery of a new giant radio galaxy, the GRD, associated with a galaxy triplet known as UGC 9555. This one turns out to be the largest GRG so far detected. It's 820 million light years from the Earth and part of a larger group of galaxies. The team of researchers have combed through the data provided so far to uncover some really cool stuff about it. So they analyzed the stuff and turns out what's awesome. It's the giantest, it's the biggest. Quote, we report on the discovery of the LOFAR multi-frequency snapshot sky survey of a giant radio galaxy with a projected size of about 2.56 MPC, a number so large I don't know what the acronym stands for. It's the hugest one, and that means we need to get out into space. Please, fund that, won't you? I want to go. Take me.
So Battlestar Galactica and Dexter actor Edward James Olmos has been set to star in the Kurt Sutter-produced Sons of Anarchy spinoff, Mayans MC. It's set post-Sons and then after the final season of Sons. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. Okay. You should definitely go watch the show. The action follows the Mayan MC and prospect Reyes. They struggle with the Vengeance for, like, they've always been, like, the Mayans and the Sons of Anarchy are, like, rival gangs.
Right, right.
Sutter is going to co-write the spinoff alongside Elgin James, as well as direct the pilot. The series will have a different tone, pace, and storytelling style to Sons, along with a shift in locale much further south than the original Northern Cali setting. Interest.
So in the same universe.
I'm not digging it.
You're going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch every episode that was ever created until he decides that he wants to keep making them or say, F it. Yeah. He literally said F it with that other one.
He certainly did. It was about a year ago we talked about a DC Vertigo comic, Scalped, that was going to be a show on WGN, and then, like, nothing ever happened about it. And then suddenly, oh, huzzah, Lily Gladstone has been cast as one of the leads. Scalped, of course, ran 60 issues. It was a complex crime story set in a modern Native American reservation in South Dakota, complete with betrayal, murder, drugs, and so much more. Gladstone's going to play the daughter of Chief Red Crow. She was in Certain Woman and Buster's Mal Hart, if you happen to have seen that. So far, it still just has a pilot order, but hey, it's moving forward. Every network's going to get a comic book show.
A.D. Shankar is developing an R-rated animated Power Ranger series, and I just don't understand why.
Because he can?
There's a new big screen take on Power Rangers coming to shelves next month that looks like it's in the same vein of the Transformer film franchise. The movie shouldn't have any problems luring in kids to check out the latest iteration of superheroes who originated from the 1990s, but remains to be seen how many adults will be lured by their nostalgia.
And that's why you need the R-rated.
I mean, I don't think they really want the kids to come find it. They blatantly, the movie shouldn't have any problem luring kids in to check the latest iteration of a rated R Power Rangers movie.
No, the movie is not rated R. The animated series is. Don't get your metaphors mixed.
I see.
The only way to possibly end a show is to end it on an even sadder note than that. Well, that's the loss of somebody, and it's somebody you don't know, but maybe you kind of do. It's Raymond Smallman, passed away at age 97. He was a musician, a magician, a mathematician, and a puzzle-creating logician. Done all kinds of crazy things. He was a professor. He kind of actually looks like Gandalf. He was a very serious mathematician, and with publications and a doctorate to prove it. But he made these clever logic puzzles, presenting them in numerous books or just in casual conversation. Sometimes one-off, sometimes they were embedded in longer narratives to explain mathematical concepts such as Boolean logic. He taught you things while making you study all kinds of weird little puzzles. It was incredibly fun. If you ever played around with any kind of math stuff, I found him through my love for the books of Matthew Gardner and Math Magic and stuff like that. So, gonna miss you, sir, because we can still play your puzzles forever, and we thank you for that. GRD is licensed the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, by State 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go get the app. It's always a fun thing to have. Again, if you've got more theories, we'd love to hear them. Podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure that happens. Don't forget, end of this week. Well, come on, man.
I leave it soon, guys.
and we'll take a break from Mysticon. But, you know, we'll deal with all that as it happens. So be good, be kind, and we'll see you.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
Blah, 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 blah.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
Good night, suckers.
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun? Mm-hmm. Nope.
That was quite a show you put on today, Gilmore. You were the talk of the tournament.
Wow, thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, you really crushed that ball off the tee, I'll tell you what. You know, you'd be something in one of those long drive contests. Yeah, you could probably make a very good living, traveling around, hustling at driving ranges. Thanks, Phil.
That's, you know, I know what you're doing right now, and I don't like it. So why don't you just shut your trap before I put my foot in it?
Don't turn your back on me. Let's get one thing straight. This is Shooter's tour. I've worked hard my whole life, paid my dues, and now it's Shooter's turn. And Shooter's not about to let his reign at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown.
Did you just call me a freak? I was on this tour for one reason, money. But now I got a new reason, kicking your ass.
Well, I'd like to see you try.
Let's do it.
Hey, I'm in on a golf course.
Hey, what is going on here, huh?
Oh, I was just looking for the other half of this bottle. And, there's some of it. Right. There's some right there, too.
Why don't you just put it down?
Yeah, I know.
Just stay out of my way, or you'll pay. Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?